Charlie Hafner is an actor and playwright from Sierra Leone. Although Joseph Sinque, who led the revolt on the Amistad, was from Sierra Leone, most people in that country didn't know the story until recently. The story became known in part because of a play written in 1987 by my guest Charlie Hafner. Hafner first heard about the Amistad as an adult when he was taking a class from Joe Apala, a white American anthropologist who taught for many years in Sierra Leone. I asked Hafner what impact the Amistad story had on him when he first heard it in class.
No, I think in the very first place, in that class, it was shocking to me more than anything else. And I am not ashamed to say that I shed tears in the class. I wept. That was when Joe Apala himself came up to me and asked me, "Who are you?" And I asked him again, "Who are you? You are a white American. You come here to tell me my own history. You are going to be the first and the last." And we became great friends after. So that was initial. The initial impact for me was shock, disbelief.
What shocked you about the story?
The fact that that is a Sierra Leonean story. That is a true history showing heroism, showing strength, showing courage of the Sierra Leonean, whom over the years colonial history has made us so cynical. So that was what shocked me, that could it be true that a story about Sierra Leoneans exists like this, so full of courage and honor? It was quite a disbelief.
So you were shocked that there was this incredible story that was unknown to you and others in Sierra Leone. That's what you found shocking.
Exactly.
You ended up writing a play about the Amistad because you were so moved by the story. And you toured the play around Sierra Leone. What kind of reactions did you get when your play told the story in villages around the country?
You see, the reaction I had initially was a reaction every Sierra Leonean had on hearing that story for the first time, I must say. Even the press was not too happy with my story. Many Sierra Leonean critics thought I was lying, and they blatantly said it over the press in the media that Charlie Hafner has come up with a big lie.
They
thought I was making up the story. How could there be a Sierra Leonean of that stature? How could there be such a history of our country? And we never knew about that.
But if this was really true, we would have known
about it. We would have
heard
about that, yes. Mm-hmm. It must be a big joke, that Charlie Hafner.
Well, when did the disbelief turn into belief?
We did not stop. Joe Apala set me into finding more and more about this story, and I too became very interested in this story. And I read a lot. I did a lot of research in this story, and I was convinced, and I had all the documents with me. So one thing we did was to use the folk media, which is theater. And my theater group specializes in folk media, specializing in raising awareness on issues pertaining to national consciousness, development, and so on. So we pursued the story. We used our type of theater, that is, which involves song and drama and dances, specifically a cappella, which we specialize in. My group specializes in a cappella, and we composed the first calypso of this story, a whole calypso telling the whole story, which we first did and which we used to tour the whole country.
Did you want to do it in song and in theater because the oral tradition is such a part of Sierra Leone culture as opposed to, you know, newspapers or books?
That is what I mean, because our people are illiterate, the only way you could reach them was through the oral tradition, which involves song and dramas and so on. I mean, of all the published works that existed in the libraries of the university in Sierra Leone and parts of the United States, it was not able to reach our people. Because up to this point, I speak 85% of our people are illiterate, meaning they could not read the English language. They could not read the daily newspaper. They could not understand the local news in English. And that is very, very pathetic. So the only way to reach them, not only for the Amistad, but for all other governmental issues I have been involved in, including UNICEF work, is to get them to theater and drama.
No, I realize that the calypso song that you wrote is in Mende and not in English.
No, it's in English.
Oh, it's in English?
It's in English.
Would you sing us just a little bit of it?
Well, now we put it in English. It used to be in Creole. Yeah, I could sing it for you in Creole rather than English, because Creole happens to be the lingua franca of the Sierra Leone people. It is the language that came out of the abolition of slavery and the founding of Freetown as a home for freed slaves. So if I'm going to do it in America, it's going to be in English.
Good.
But when I go back to Africa, It's both-sided. It is in Creole.
Why don't you sing one verse in Creole and in English so we can hear it both ways?
Yeah, okay. Let me give you the first one in Creole. Yeah? Okay, fine. Na 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 na. You hear about slavery, you hear about Shengbe Pierre, you hear about Amistad, Amistad Kata Kata. Shengbe Pierre na Salon Man, born na Pujengu, Imama na Mindi, Impapa na Mindi, way 26 year 1839, capture Shengbe Pierre and sell him to slavery. That's in Creole. We have been trying to do the translation in English. It has not been easy translating, but it also goes like this. Did you hear about slavery? Did you hear about Shengbe Pierre? Did you hear about Amistad? Amistad Kata Kata. Shengbe Pierre is Sierra Leonean, born in Sierra Leone. His mother is Sierra Leonean, his father is Sierra Leonean. At the age of 26, 1839, they captured Shengbe Pierre and sold him to slavery.
And when you start by saying, did you hear about, I guess you started it that way because at that point people hadn't heard about it. So yeah. It was a way for them to say, no, I hadn't, but what's the story?
Yeah, it's part of the educational technique.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, using it to education, you know, to for them to, you know, to bring them, to prepare the way for them to listen to whatever you have to give them.
Have you seen the movie Amistad?
I have.
What did you think of the movie?
It is the kind of Hollywood movie. I think that in terms of making a movie, it was made. But in terms of the fact of the matter, I am not satisfied. And I'm so too, I think, that many Sierra Leoneans are not satisfied about the way the story is treated. We think that emphasis on the movie or put more on the Americanness of the story. And we think that the Sierra Leonean side of the story was ignored to a great extent. Mentioning Sierra Leone does not emphasize the place of Sierra Leone in the story, and we are worried about that.
I know that you don't like the Spielberg movie Amistad. Are you glad, though, that at least the movie is helping to inform people in the United States now that the story exists? There's also an opera about the Amistad.
Yeah, fine. I mean, not liking the Spielberg movie does not mean it is not good as a movie. No, Spielberg is a very, very good man. He's a very good director. He did a very, very good work. It's just that what we are saying is that this is an opportunity for Sierra Leone to be known. That's one advantage of the movie, that even though all the facts, we're not satisfied with the things in the movie, but it's this time for Sierra Leone, the fact that Hollywood and Spielberg to think of doing a play of my country is very, very significant for us, and we are very, very happy about that. So that's one advantage. It is helping to spread the name Amistad. All Americans know that name now, Amistad. So from now on, it's a starting point for us. If we want to come out with our own play in February, Spielberg has gone a long way to pave the way for us within the American community. So when we come out with our own version, our own African version, I think we will really have a great result.
Charlie Hafner, I want to thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Charlie Hafner is currently living in New Jersey and is hoping to present his play Amistad Kata Kata in the U.S. next year. I'm Cherie Gross.